and God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is a really great day, and I'm so thankful to God, so thankful for, you know, really just how he provides for us, and how each time that we really set our minds to him, if we set a goal and set our focus to him, he is going, and we bring him into everything that we, you know, we desire to do, then we are really going to be successful. I was out on the run this morning and I was thinking, you know, about the success and really how God really wants us prosperous and in health. And he really wants us to ensure that we're doing things accurately, you know, that we're not being fools to ourselves and letting the world have its, you know, the world has its way of thinking, and the world doesn't understand the way of God. And if you look at the things, you look at how your life has completely changed from now to the point of when you were, when you reconnected, you will really see the huge difference. But God really wants you to up your level. He really wants you to, you know, he will push you into a place lovingly that you get everything you desire. So there could be things in plan, there could be things that God really wants you to do, to accomplish, but at first you may not see it the way God sees it. But that's okay, because when we go through journeys in life, which is the in a way of letting every, you know, every circumstance, every situation take you away or take you on a different path of what God wants for you, then you're going to be defeated. But we are victorious, and we could live in victory every single day. We can ensure that we are really having a set mind of, you know, whatever is going to be going on today, however the things may go, or how people may act, or we can react, and we can react in the right way. We can react in and say to ourselves, you know, actually, I'm not going to let this small thing ruin what God has given, because God has given us the most perfect life. He has given us the right things to say, the right things to do. He is a God who really wants us to act upon the good thoughts, the thoughts that bring us peace. He wants us to act in love, and it really remembering what, you know, those, the fruit of the Spirit is. What is God, you know? And there might be things that are really frustrating you right now. There might be things that you may not seem to be getting on top of. But, you know, just deal with what is going on. Deal with what is being spoken. If you are, you know, deal with what you're feeling with. I always say learn to sit with it, because the old emotion, the old person could bring destruction. The old could deal with things in a worldly manner. How have you been taught? What is your paradigm? How did your parents, how did they deal with things? How, because, you know, it will carry you. The things that your your environment shapes you. So how are these things dealt with? How are these things within your life? What are you bringing in? What are you bringing into your life? Are you bringing the right things, the right people, the right mindset? Or are you just, you know, letting everything defeat you? You know, are you then going back to your old ways? Because old ways then will bring in old habit patterns, older habit patterns as well. Why did you first come? Why did you first kind of need God, you know? We always need a God, but there was a point where we reconnected because we were at a point where we were like, wow, like I want more, I need more, I need to understand. Because right now, I know for me, I went through a real terrible experience to then come back to God and come back with a pure heart, you know, that actually the things right now of how I'm feeling, I never want to experience that again. So remembering, you know, that what God has brought you from, and staying strong, no matter what's trying to come up, no matter what's trying to bombard you, no matter what's trying to, you know, upset you, maybe bring you anxiety, or because there's things that could bring you or give you anxious thoughts, but you can choose to deny that. I'm denying that, and I'm gonna really put my full trust and faith in God. You know, I'm really gonna trust that God is sorting this whole situation out, that God is really going to expand my vision, He's going to expand my life, because that's what He wants. He wants us to be living extraordinary. He wants us to prove Him. He wants us to ensure that within our lives, the lives of others, they're finding it interesting. They're finding it interesting to point out, how do they do this? How are they at this point and they were at that point? And it's not us. It's God. Honor God with your substance, you know, and He will multiply. You know, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things, all righteousness, it will all be added unto you. But you need to seek Him, you need to ask Him, you need to pray, you need to bring Him in. You know, and if you've forgotten this, or you've come back on this, and it just takes one step to come back, one decision. Okay, I didn't see the things where it was before, but I see now, I see. And humble and be meek, and just remember that God really wants you to live this life of expansion, this life of great expectation on Him. Expect great things are coming, you know? Great things are coming, and be strong, and be of good courage. So, yes. That was what was on my heart today, and God bless you!